Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And excuse me. Oh, my goodness. COVID almost caught me there. We're going to talk about COVID by way of a change. And I saw a really interesting story asking, will COVID reinfections pose increased health risks? Experts just aren't sure. A recent study found that apparently repeat infections increases the possibility of hospitalizations or death. But some experts refute that. What does that even mean then? So this is a study that was in the Nature Medical Journal and basically saying that if you get COVID again, even if you've had it before, and even if you've been vaccinated, that could still put you in hospital. That still, in some cases, can result in death. This is insanity. So I'm just going to come out with it to start with and say, the only people catching COVID on a continual basis are the jabbed. So that's the first thing. And that should send every red alert that you can conceive of flashing in your head. So let me get this right. So the people continually catching COVID are the people who have had COVID and who have been jabbed. Yeah. Right. Next question. Is it COVID that they're catching or is it something else? Oh, it's definitely COVID. Right. It's COVID. And it could result in death even according to the study. Yeah. Well, how's that? Oh, well, when they catch COVID the next, you know, the second, third or fourth time, it's really deadly version of COVID. But I understood that Omicron, which is even it's last year's model, Omicron was like a mild cold or a mild flu. Yeah. But if you call it COVID, it could kill you, especially if you've had it before. So none of this makes any sense at all. And I don't suppose it's designed to make any sense. It's all about, as you know, the constant refrain, keep people scared. But they're trying to suggest anyway that if you keep catching COVID, then even if you've been jabbed, then that means that you could end up dying. Well, I would suggest the reason that you keep feeling unwell, it's not because you're catching COVID. It's because you're so stupid, you've kept taking experimental gene therapy that you've screwed up your own immune system. And therefore, you are damaged. You are literally damaged goods at this point. If you're 3 to 4 vaccines in to the regime, you are damaged goods. I have no idea what you've done to your immune system, but I don't think it's been very helpful. And as a consequence of that, that will manifest itself and you will become unwell. If your immune system drops, then yes, you are susceptible to all kinds of things and everything. A lot of it from within. Forget about even coming into your body. It's what the spike proteins do to your body, to your organs, to your immune, all of that stuff. And they don't talk, you know, do you notice they never talk about that? They just say, oh, no, people just keep catching the COVID, you say, David. They keep catching COVID. Oh, do they? So what does that mean? They keep catching what? Chesty cough, a loss of smell and taste. What is it? You see, that's all kind of gone by the by now. We just talk about it's COVID. And when you ask, well, how do you know you got COVID? I tested positive. But the tests do not work in any regard. Yeah, they do. They totally do work. No, they don't. The tests are meaningless. The tests are just a method that they've used to, as you know, rack up the big numbers and create the fear. And so that's what they're continuing to try and do with this one. So I contend, and I think I'm right, that the only people who are catching COVID, in quotation marks, over and over again are the jabbed. And the reason that this happens is because they are the jabbed. And I'm sorry, like that's just how I feel about it. And so all of this is nonsense, therefore, that follows. The risk of death increases. But it's a cold at this point. If you catch the thing that they call COVID, if you do, I think it's little more than a bad cold. The snifters. Maybe I don't even know if you get a cough. Essentially, in fact, it's not even that. To get COVID, all you have to do is have a positive PCR or lateral flow. That's what COVID is. So it's the biggest fake disease that's ever been constructed, in my opinion, anyway. I don't know about you. I mean, I personally do not think there is a thing called SARS-CoV-2. I don't believe that. I do think people become unwell, of course. I totally accept that. I know that once people have taken the poison juice three or four times, well, the likelihood is that, yeah, they will become unwell. And by the way, you know, as we go into 2023 now, I'm sure there will be a fifth jab lined up for the sheep later this year. And again, all they're doing is, you know, by continually injecting this, allowing this stuff to be injected into them, they're just destroying themselves. It's slow-mo Darwinism, I suppose you could say, whereby we're seeing the selection of the most stupid who keep taking this stuff, which is really bad for them, which will impact into their well-being and health. And there it is. So, yeah, I think, as I said, to repeat, the only people now catching alleged COVID are the jabbed. And if they keep taking jabs, they're going to keep catching, quote-unquote, COVID. Thanks for listening.